Do you all remember one of my surprisingly most popular episodes of I Digress, episode 38, Jack of All Trades versus Master of One? And what I exposed was the real quote, the full quote, a Jack of All Trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Again, while many people associated the term Jack of All Trades with negativity and almost a corporate level controlling of a certain set thing of a box you can only be in, it was never meant to be negative. It's actually a compliment, an acknowledgement of greatness, of divergent thinking, and being a multi-potentialite, a multi-hyphenated individual. Again, if you haven't heard that episode, I think I did a phenomenal job way back when. Go check it out. But I set out to say this. The same thing is evolving and happening with marketers and the action of marketing in general. In the modern day world of marketing, you will deal with so many subsets as what I like to say, the marketing universe is so broad and so wide and so deep that when you say you are a master of marketing, you have to then expound on, well, what are your specialties? What are your skill sets? Because marketing is so expansive than it once was years ago. What do I mean by that? Just to list some of the marketing subcategories, you have social media marketing, you have email marketing, you have video marketing, you have pay-per-click marketing, digital marketing, you're dealing with SEO and chatbots now. We're adding on AI, you're dealing with human behavior, psychology, neuropsychology, content marketing, copywriting, analytics. You're dealing with all these subsets of things, marketing automation, lifecycle marketing, retargeting, influencer marketing, and then you dive into PR and public relations, and it expands and expands and expands, even down to the platforms. Are you a Facebook marketer, which is still relevant to many individuals? Are you into TikTok marketing, which is kind of the new frontier? It's not just in the content creation. It's in how do we know the psychology of those on the platform and apply marketing tactics that actually employ what we want to have happen. The truth of the matter is that marketing of itself is so general. And so to talk about marketing, I want to break down the difference between what many will say is a full stack marketer versus a T-shaped marketer versus an I-shaped marketer. And you may not have known this, but a V-shaped marketer. And is either one of these aligned with a full stack marketer? Well, welcome to Troy Sandage Masterclass. We're going to talk about the I versus the V versus the T, and we'll see which one you should be. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo! Roll my ass, baby. We'll see you on the other side. Have you ever wondered what unicorns eat for breakfast? Okay, to be honest, I don't actually know. But what I do know, and what I can tell you, something equally as interesting and unicorn related. Here are the facts. Over 20% of all unicorn startups are using HubSpot. HubSpot's all-in-one platform levels up your sales, your software, and your support so you can grow beyond your wildest dreams. Cue the Taylor Swift reference. Boosting leads and ramping sales along the way. They even have a constantly evolving collection of resources to help startups scale. Plus, with the HubSpot for Startups program, trust me, you can save up to 90% off your first year. To see if you're eligible to save on HubSpot, visit HubSpot.com/startups. So the term full stack, it has its origins in what many would say the developer world and is used to define a software developer specifically who can work in any layer of the technology stack, the tech stack for short. And that's from going from like UX to HTML to the back end to integrations. Now, full stack developers are rarely experts in any one area of engineering, though they may have enough skill set and understanding that they can quickly and probably effectively execute on everything from the front end to the server architecture, but I won't go too deep into that depth of realm, but I digress. What I'm trying to bring the history and where the origin came from to this point is the full stack marketing is derived from that same concept and in the same way, and it is used to define marketers who can work in any layer or sub-layer of the ever-growing, ever-evolving marketing stack. Now, the main reason new startups, new businesses, and even legacy and enterprise businesses love, air quotes, full stack marketers, I'm gonna be frank with you, is the cost. When you can find someone who is a jack of all trades, that means they can fit into a cognitive wheel and integrate themselves to be impactful on a subset of levels, keeping everything running smoothly. But as you grow and as you evolve in that organization or in that situation, the full stack in many ways may secure or guarantee longevity of an opportunity of a role. The burnout rate is higher the more you push that individual. So sometimes, yes, being a full stack can help you maintain, but being a specialist can help you grow and evolve. And it's finding that balance. Which marketing type should I be?
What's up, digital world? You're listening to the I Digress audio experience with Troy Sandage. Social media, marketing, storytelling, business, culture, and more. Coming to you in 3, 2, 1.
Now, there are also other terms that are used interchangeably with full stack marketing, which may or may not be equivalent, such as growth hacking. Dare I say it, marketing ninja, which we're not going to talk about that. For marketers who just got triggered, I apologize. Guerrilla marketing, even multi-level marketing. Some even call it startup marketing. But overall, it has become the equivalent to understanding it as T-shaped marketing. Again, marketing ninja, marketing guru, and other such terms, they're not concepts. They're taking an adjective and adding it to the word marketing and saying, here we go. Not relevant. When we think of a T-shape, which ironically, T for Troy, a wide breadth of basic knowledge across many overlapping skills at the top. The thing at the top of the T, I just literally drew my hand for the top of the T, right? And then I'm literally drawing the T down, the stem. Think of a literal tree, T-R-E-E. And you're dealing with a deep understanding, a depth of knowledge. So you have a wide breadth of basic knowledge at the top across many different sectors, and let's think of different colors, like Lego stacking, right? And then you have a deep understanding, a depth of knowledge going down in a particular area or areas that keep all the things in place. Now, you might recall, I also echoed two other types of marketing, the I and the V. The I is something you are talented at. The I is something you are passionate about. The I is something you love and work hard for. The I is something for which you have good ideas. It comes natural to you. It comes easy. You can constantly move and break through the limits. The I is something in which you constantly persist and keep creating new products to serve in that realm. So if you think about the I, it's really the bottom part of the T. The I is your core nucleus. It's kind of like your core Pokemon, your core value, your core of who you are. And then you add the wider, broad, but still skillful knowledge on the top. Now you're taking the I and converting it into a T. Think of it as a dash over the I. It's your curiosity. It's the context of knowledge and empowering you to know and leverage multiple subset of things on top of your core nucleus of knowledge. If you think back to my previous episode when I talked about my journey of originally being a social media marketer and expanding, some would say that would have been my I, and then I expanded on the multitude of knowledge across the T to growth, to RevOps, to content marketing, to digital marketing, to all the subsets and as much as I could learn and understand and grasp. Now, here's the thing I need you to understand. No one marketer is the same T-shaped person. Again, my stem may have came from social media. Your stem may have came from digital marketing. We're all different combination of things. If you think to the factor of T, the factorial of T, we all can be divided and modified in different ways, and it all will come up with different outcomes. Therefore, all of our T's will look a little bit different. One thing I do want you to understand, T-shaped people, and this was highlighted from Lauren Holiday. She said it very well. T-shaped marketers are never born out of isolation. They're collaborators. They know when they need to ask an expert because they have the generalist skill set across the marketing stack. And that's when you see people asking for consultants, for subject matter experts. You can be a T and you're like, I need a stronger I to support the T in this new level because what is being required of me, required of this campaign, required of this business is different than what I can support at this time, or there's going to be such a learning curve. Remember what I said, the four currencies, your time, knowledge, money, and skill. You may not have those four in check to then employ what you need to get done by a certain time or budget. Well, let me bring in a subject matter expert who can. This is where I always say you can have a marketing team and still need a consultant, still need a fractional service provider, still need a subject matter expert to then interject the skill set, the knowledge, the ability needed to perform the execution of a campaign or an operation piece to get you to a certain milestone or point for that business or that organization. Not plugging myself in, but Troy Sanich, aka Strategy Hacker, aka co-founder of Season 3 Media. However you want to slice it, we offer fractional services. We offer subject matter expertise. We offer you consultants who can help you. If you're down, reach out to me. Email troy@findtroy.com. At Find Troy all over the internet, season3media.com. You DM me and message me, we will find you just how you found Troy, and we will discuss how we can help you in your business to grow. But I digress. So if you see how we've got to this point, you understand how we're navigating, how we're moving. You're seeing the bigger picture. Everyone wants a full stack, but that starts with your eye, your individual greatness as a marketer. And you don't have to be in a marketer. Again, I started as an electrical engineer and went to digital media and then marketing. So how your eye is formed, and again, what your eye might have been when you started may not be what it is now. I have gone so far away from electrical engineering, the core principles of engineering, the analytical mind, the constantly testing and trial and error and being totally unfazed by failure. I carry that over to my work. But I would now identify as a growth marketer because I'm so focused on tying in creativity, strategy, psychology to drive actual tangible revenue as my now new pillar. But now my T is still incorporating social media content marketing, and I've added public speaking and podcasting and other elements as well. Which are, those aren't specific, you know, marketing terms. Well, I always say, and the running joke is you could put any word in front of marketing, and now it's a new subset of marketing. Podcast marketing, public speaking marketing. It's all in perpetuity and perspective. So we've talked about the I, which goes into the T. Now, what you may have never heard of is the V. A V-shaped marketer is the type of marketer who has a broad range of skills and experience across different areas of marketing. Well, that sounds like the same thing as a full stack or T-shaped marketer. And sure, it can be. But let's go a little bit deeper. The term V-shaped marketer comes from the idea that this type of marketing in particular has a broad range of skills and experience that is represented by a V-shape. I let you do the hand movement. I've done on a graph. The bottom of the V represents the marketer's deepest expertise in one area of marketing, while the other two sides of the V represent their broader understanding of other areas of marketing. Think of it like this. If you're a Mighty Ducks fan, you already know what I'm about to say. If you remember the moment the Mighty Ducks 2, when they did the flying V, they brought it back. Oh, what a classic moment for me as a child watching that. It's the same thing. V-shaped marketers are highly sought after because they have a unique combination of deep expertise in one area of marketing, as well as a broad understanding of other area of marketing types that are complementary. Now, let's break down the differences between the T-shape and the V-shape because we haven't gotten there yet. A V-shaped marketer and a T-shaped marketer obviously are very similar, both having broad range of skills and experiences with depth of key eye pieces, your individual skill set and nucleus. The V-shaped marketers are typically, hear me out here, more well-rounded with a deeper understanding of a wider range of marketing areas, while T-shaped marketers have a deep understanding of one area, maybe two, and a broader understanding of a related area. So for those who are considering yourself and you're doing the math, you're doing the visualization, you're doing the swipe the I, you're swiping the T as I'm literally doing right now, and you're swiping the V, which I digress. When you swipe your T, do you start with the stem and then go across, or do you go across and then go down? I naturally go across the top and then down. But some people I found out do the bottom first and go across. There's no right or wrong way, just how there's no right or wrong way to how you put your toilet paper on the toilet paper roll. If I just triggered you, I digress. I'm sorry. We are here. I just want to take that moment to acknowledge that. But as you're hearing me, many of you who may have identified as a T-shaped marketer, you actually may discover you're more of a V-shaped. You got a little more curve, a little more wider with your knowledge and experience across disciplines. Instead of being so slim in the middle, you're a little wider, which gives you more depth, which actually is more valuable depending on the sector or role you have. So we have the I shape, we have the V shape, and we have the T shape. How are we feeling? How are we feeling about this episode? Obviously, I'm recording and I can't hear what you're saying, but as you're experiencing mentally, rhetorically speaking, how are we feeling? Can we take a mental break? I got one for you. Talking Too Loud, hosted by Chris Savage, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this podcast, Chris Savage, Wistia CEO and aka the loudest talker ever, takes you inside the minds of entrepreneurs as they share the hilarious, informative, and most challenging aspects of building more human brands. What does it mean to build more human brands? How do you formulate that? How do you construct that? And how do you tell the world about it? Well, I don't know. You should go check out Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage wherever you get your podcasts. Whew. So we've had our water or our tea, whatever it is that you're drinking currently right now. And we are decompressing the I, the V, and the T in retrospective to a full stack marketer. The magic of the full stack, the magic of being a T or a V, which adds on top of being an I, think of it this way. An I, you are expanding wide, and then you curve, making the V. Or you're still holding on to your nucleus as the stem, and you're expanding wide from a generalist perspective because you're out of curiosity or necessity, and now you're breaking that stem up top and expanding up top. However you slice it, whether you're an I, whether you're a V, whether you're a T, you're still holding on to the nucleus of this very super subset experience of depth of knowledge that through activating the right business model, the right marketing channels can be very valuable to businesses. Now, who am I to say it's kind of like choose your own adventure? However you slice it, there is much success as an I or a V or a T. But if we're thinking of full stack, is it better to be a T or a V? Well, Troy, at the beginning, we were analyzing, should I be a full stack at all? Well, depends on your time, your knowledge, your money, and your skill, right? The four currencies. I'm bringing this all home. If you haven't listened to previous episodes of I Digress, you're missing out on the subsets and the nuggets. We're dropping these gems in here, okay? We're getting these coins up. Cue the Mario coin sound, right? What I need you to understand is that in some cases, it's perfectly okay to be a generalist in certain areas and a specialist in certain areas. And the magic is finding that diagram, Venn diagram of being in the middle between a generalist and a specialist, between highly expertise in an area and just enough level surface to know enough to navigate things accordingly. Now, if you are a full stack marketer or planning to be one, in many cases, you have become, or you've navigated as I have navigated, as a one man army, a one woman army, a one human army, a one person army at some point in your life with high expectations and being able to deliver. You're adding in, and to add to that depth, not only in knowledge, but in psychology, in persuasiveness, in reliability, in responsibility, in accountability, in organizational and technical prowess to navigate that, to sustain the business, to sustain the campaigns, to sustain yourself. And that's hard and challenging. And so be mindful of that. One of the biggest mistakes you can do as a full stack marketer is trying, hear me now, to be an expert in every single layer of the marketing stack. Sure, you may know air quotes, best practices, and you may have knowledge, working knowledge, active knowledge of how to reach and engage and create and develop and analyze and apply tactics and tools and strategy and all these things. But think back to episode 60, when I talked about how to master your craft in just 10,000 hours. Now, you can do that in certain instances, and sure, but you can't be great and expert level, master level in every single class of marketing. It is humanly impossible. To your detriment, it's not about I need to have control over the full knowledge in every case. A T-shape, a V-shape, or some might say a U-shape, but let's stick with a V-shape, or just a full-stack marketer, whether in progress or current, knows when they know enough to maybe pursue expertise level and knows that I will not know enough in that category, but I'm very good in a lot of skill sets to get by and navigate accordingly. And the other caveat is knowing when to ask for help or support to fill in the gaps or what I may lack in knowledge or depth or experience or life experiences to fulfill what I need to fulfill as a marketer. So, what would you say you are? Are you an I? Are you a V? Are you a T? And to just leave you with some more gems, you know, even when I think back to episodes 44 and 45, when I talk about behavior science and mind space and what that means, the depth of that from a neuropsychological, consumer psychology, behavior science type of way, when you're thinking of layers of what a full stack marketer should know, you should know human behavior. You should know a little bit or a lot of it, as some people would say, across psychology. Human behavior specifically. Then obviously the marketing fundamentals. And addition to that, the branding fundamentals. I talk about that in episode 37 of I Digress. Your trust currency, how to establish brand authority, brand positioning and strategy, heading east, making things easy, attractive, social and timely. Talking about brand identity, brand meaning, brand response and brand relationships for brand resonance. All things marketers should know. You should understand how to delegate. Key if you're trying to grow and evolve the ladder or go depth of acquiring more clients or consumers or customers, you have to know how to delegate, whether it is to employees, partners, contractors. You need to know how to do business development, how to do strategic partnerships. You should know SEO. You should know a little bit of digital marketing and how to pay to play. You should definitely know content marketing. You should know social media marketing, which again, I echoed in a previous episode, social media marketing is evolving and look for that new episode coming out soon. You should know a little about email marketing. You should know a little about video marketing. You should know how to navigate a website. You should know how to transcend to copywriting. You should know how to quantify your value through data analytics and reporting. You should be able to understand how to talk about conversions and outcomes. You should be learning how to do marketing automation. You should be able to learn how to apply funnel marketing or pipeline marketing or flywheel marketing, or as I have talked about in recent keynotes, pathway marketing, which I will talk about in a future episode as well. The reality is there's always something to learn and navigate with when it comes to marketing. It's a never-ending story. So give yourself some grace. If you're trying to be an I, be an I. If you are an I and you're comfortable being an I, be an I. If you're trying to go from an I to a T, be a T. If you are a T and you want to stay a T, stay a T. If you want to stay a T or evolve to a V, be a V. There's success in every category and every letter, but it's understanding what fits your needs in the moment of whatever you're trying to push out as an actual marketer, or if you're a business trying to acquire new support, new help to grow and evolve, what type of marketer do I need in this moment, in this instance? And even when you have the right marketing person or people or teams in place or leadership in place, or you are that marketer in and of itself, regardless, know when to ask for help and support to fill in the gaps when you need the most. Definitely a life lesson learned that I articulate very well, that you must have that in your back pocket and know at all times. Because again, you will never know everything and you will never be able to do everything. Even if you acquire these badges and gems and certifications and qualifications of knowing disciplines of knowledge and execution of all these different things, no one human can do them all. No one marketer can handle them all. You need a team of skilled individuals who are different I's and different T's and different V's Think of full stack marketing not held just by one person. It could be a multitude of people that can help you employ to achieve that growth and success that you want. Give me an I, give me a V, give me a T, give me a U. Be willing to evolve and grow to be the best version of you, whether you are a marketer or you're employing marketing to grow your business. Hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this gave some depth. Definitely a different vibe, more of a masterclass-esque vibe. I really want to break that down because I'm seeing so many people getting it wrong, explaining it wrong, and I want to shine light on the different subsets and how you can incorporate. For those who are learning marketing now for the first time, think of these things in mind. For those who are evolving, whether it's your first job, you've been in the game for a long time, you're a person who's hiring for marketers, hopefully this episode was helpful to expand for how you consider your marketing and incorporating that into your business. I'll see you next time.
And that's a wrap. We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Digress. What was your takeaway? Care to share your thoughts and tag Troy on social media? You can find him on all platforms at Find Troy. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review or comment for this episode from wherever you're listening. Looking for a marketing strategist to build the structure, strategies, and systems you need to get the success you want and the ROI you desire in your business? Book a discovery call to talk with Troy at findtroy.com. And as Troy's philosophy goes, imagination is the engine, content is the fuel, social media is the highway, marketing is the roadmap, sales is the destination, culture is the GPS. Thanks for listening.